This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I've been kind of watching this really, really closely. I'm sure you guys heard. An Oklahoma judge has now ruled that Johnson & Johnson had a very large role in the opioid crisis to the tune of $572 million. And I see people celebrating all over social media. And I'm like, yeah, right. We're getting the pharmaceutical companies. And when I see that, I just want everybody to kind of slow down for a sec. I don't think you guys realize that we just opened up Pandora's box. So basically, in a nutshell, because a lot of people, I'm sorry, I got really bad allergies today, so I got boogers. Actually, I don't yet. I will. In a nutshell, basically, this is where Oklahoma's coming from. Oklahoma wanted to sue Johnson & Johnson for $17 billion because I guess they expected it to cost about $893 million a year to deal with the opioid crisis in their state. They had over 6,000 people die in the last 19 years from opiates. So in the last 20 years, 300 times 20, 300 people died each year in Oklahoma from the opioid crisis, which is still, 6,000 too many. Nobody should die from painkillers. But for the 300 people dying a year, they went after pharmaceutical companies. They went after Teva, and multiple states have been going after Purdue. Purdue makes OxyContin, and Johnson & Johnson. A lot of people are kind of confused. Why Johnson & Johnson being involved? Because Johnson & Johnson makes Band-Aids and baby powder, and Johnson & Johnson was in the news for the whole ovarian cancer issue with the talcum powder and things like that. Johnson & Johnson is involved, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong. Johnson & Johnson, I guess, owns poppy plants in Tanzania. And so they supply a lot of the opioid companies the opium from poppy. And then one of its subsidiaries is Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and they're the ones that make the fentanyl patch. So when people were overdosing because of fentanyl, that's Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and that's under Johnson & Johnson. So that's kind of where that's all related. And so rather than them getting $17 billion from Johnson & Johnson, they got $572 million. And they want to use it for opiate addiction crisis centers. Well, from what I understand, there's now a fight. There's a lot of now debate over who gets the money and which department. And what's eventually going to happen is, from what we understand, some people purposely stayed out of this lawsuit so they could sue Johnson & Johnson on their own. So Johnson & Johnson is not out of the woods yet. They're going to be getting hit with more lawsuits, as well as other companies. And I guess what they proved was that Johnson & Johnson used very sketchy marketing techniques and duped doctors. Now, that's a big worry for me as a physician, okay? And I think anybody else that's a physician or a nurse is going to be like, okay, whoa, wait a second. So are they going to start coming after us for this opioid crisis? Yeah, absolutely, they will. Okay, if state needs money and people want, money and there were deaths associated with a crisis, doctors are next. And, what's really interesting is, telemedicine has exploded. Telemedicine is now taking over, primary care like you wouldn't believe. But what's so cool about telemedicine as a doctor is I don't have to write any controlled substances. That's not cool for patients because patients are in pain and they're having issues. But I don't have to write any controlled substances, so I don't have to be, sanctioned by my medical board. I don't have to worry about all the bureaucratic red tape and all the other paperwork I have to do, so I could just do non-opiate medicine and take care of the patient. Well, then what's going to happen is those that need a controlled substance are going to be having to go to the walk-in clinics or the doctors that have standalone offices. Well, if medical boards judge you based on how many narcotics you prescribe or controlled substances and what your patient population is, now you're going to have a group of doctors that are helping people that are going to possibly be screwed because they have a higher percentage of patients they're writing this for because everybody else is going to telemedicine. So eventually doctors are saying, I'm done. I'm not writing narcotics. I'm not writing controlled substances. I'm out of this. I'm out of it. And what nobody's kind of talking about are all these people in pain. All these people that actually need medications. So when I had surgery, I had a biopsy done. It was kind of a significant biopsy. So they gave me Percocet. They gave me Motrin. The Percocet made me feel a little high. Didn't do anything for the pain. The Motrin did. Motrin is a fantastic painkiller. The problem is I have esophageal ulcers. I get ulcers sometimes. And so I can't have the Motrin. So my biggest fear is I'm going to be driving on the freeway, and I live in Las Vegas, and the freeway is pretty crazy in Vegas. There's some real jerks that just kind of cut you off and, you know, don't ask. So, and then you're kind of riding in the shoulder right now where you got these barriers, and there doesn't seem to be enough room because a big truck's next to you. And so my biggest fear is, God forbid, I'm going to get into a car accident, and then I'm not going to be able to get a narcotic. And I'm getting calls from patients all the time saying, yeah, I broke a bone. They gave me Motrin. I can't take Motrin. I need pain medicine. So now the pharmaceutical companies, we don't want to play violin for them. I get it. You know, nobody wants to feel sorry for the big rich guys. I get that. But if I was a pharmaceutical company and I saw what's going on right now, I'd be like, guys, let's just play it safe. Let's just maybe do, I don't know, erectile dysfunction meds. Maybe let's just, you know, or maybe we'll just do some hormones. But if it's going to come to pain pills and somebody's going to later in the future sue us, I mean, what's next? Let's look at diabetic medications. Let's look at pharmaceutical companies that make diabetic medications. Diabetic medications are being marketed as we could control your blood sugar. So the same premise could, you know, be applied there. We're supposed to get people to not eat poorly. So they could say that a pharmaceutical company pushing a diabetic medication or a cholesterol medication is contributing to heart attack deaths because the patients aren't instead watching their diet. You see how in law anything could be, you know, extrapolated or anything could be used or twisted. And law's an art. It's a fascinating art. I'm not sitting there bagging on lawyers, but once this lawsuit went through and once this judgment went through, we're screwed, you and I, because if we want medications and we need something for pain, you're not even going to have generic companies want to get involved. So I don't think this is a win at all. I don't. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, it's okay. Moving on to our health. Okay. So, we think we figured out what we need to do. We need to eat right. We need to exercise right. We need to stay away from fat, stay away from carbs, eat more vegetables. Unfortunately, there's a study that's come out saying that death from heart disease and other conditions are actually on the rise. Now, we should be doing better with our diabetes and high blood pressure and stroke, but they've either plateaued or climbed in recent years. I think I know why. Apparently, since 2010, they've seen an increase. And 2010, you know, was when Obamacare was in full swing. And yes, I'm going to be very open and blunt about it. When you have a high deductible with your insurance, you are not going to go to the doctor. I mean, I have multiple things I want to do, and I'm not doing it because my deductible is so high, and it's prohibitive for me to. So less people are going to the doctor. And so, you know, now, they are also seeing disparities among Black Americans versus white Americans. They say Black adults consistently have high cardiometabolic-related death rates. Black men have the highest rates. Black men are at very high risk for heart disease, stroke, diabetes, colon cancer, prostate cancer. And so, you know, our access is not improving. Data showed that in 1999, total deaths by cause from heart disease was 725,000. 167,000 from stroke, 68,000 from diabetes, 16,900 from high blood pressure. From high blood pressure, that now jumped to 35,000. For diabetes, that jumped to 83,000. Stroke actually went down a little bit to 146,000. Heart disease went down a little bit to 647,000. But in the late 90s, that's when we started putting everybody on statins, this cholesterol medication that helps decrease the amount of cholesterol you make. We also jumped on diabetes a lot better than we did before. With diabetes, we would wait till you were above 140 with your blood sugar. By the late 90s, we were like, no, if you're over 100, you're diabetic. So we would call it sooner. We started to get you more in tighter control when it came to diabetes. So we became a lot more aggressive in the late 90s and 2000s. In fact, we even became more aggressive with your high blood pressure. 140 over 90 was going to be your cutoff for high blood pressure, and they changed that in the late 90s, early 2000s. Then they tried to go back, say, nah, nah, you don't have to be that strict, and then they did another about face going, nah, nah, let's get blood pressure in control. Thank you. Cholesterol. Cholesterol in the 90s, you had to be under 240. 240 total cholesterol, you had to be under 240. Now it's, wait a second, if you're, you know, over 200, it's a problem, and we look at the LDL, the bad cholesterol. Depending on your risk factors, if you're over 130 versus over 100, we'll start you on a medication. So we're changing the way we do things, so you would think would be actually doing better. So it shows it's not so much the medicine, it's not so much the technology and the advancements, it's the access. You know, and this is what people have been saying now for over a decade. They're like, look, I love that you guys have a new cancer medication. That's wonderful, but do I get that? Do I have access to that new cancer medication? If the answer is no, the average person is not going to be very excited about a new cancer treatment. The access is just as important as the tech when it comes to this. And so now that we're seeing, you know, higher death rates overall, well, you know, since 2010, because what happened is things went down. Between 1999 and 2010, things started to go down. And I got to tell you, as a doctor, I was aggressive. I didn't want anybody dying of heart attacks. So you were all on your statins, you were on your blood pressure medication, you were on your diabetes medication. We had you in tight control. Well, but the problem is that cost money. Having a person on 6-7 medications costs money. That's why they wanted this poly pill. They want to do this where it's one pill that has two blood pressure medications, a cholesterol medication, and an aspirin. They want to put people on poly pills because so many people need multiple, which is, I think it's a good thought. Now, not everybody needs all of the medicines, but still, it's a good thought. But, you know, we got aggressive, and that started to cost money. We're like, well, we're going to check your heart. We're going to do more cardiac testing on you. And remember, in the late 90s and early 2000s, there was tons of lawsuits. So doctors are like, screw this, I'm not going to get sued for somebody getting a heart attack on my watch. I'm going to do everything possible to make sure that one person doesn't get a heart attack or a stroke or diabetic retinopathy. So we became more aggressive and we started to cost more money. So by the time Obama came in, he's like, I'm going to fix healthcare. And, you know, in his defense, yeah, we were spending a lot of money. We were. So, you know, he wanted to do something. What he did, I think, was wrong. Completely mess up the system. And now we're seeing higher rates of death. And yeah, I'm blaming Obama, Sebelius, Pelosi, that whole crew. Because the ACA made, you know, our health insurance not health coverage. Now, we've talked about this. Health insurance, to me, should be completely redone. And the reason why the rates went up and the deductibles were so high is because of the pre-existing condition clause. You know, every government now, whether you're Republican or Democrat, is promising to, you know, keep this pre-existing condition clause in there. And they have to. You know, I find it really, really ridiculous that you're paying insurance and it won't cover most of your issues. So then it won't cover anything. That was a problem. But once you allow that, we can't go back. And insurance companies are going to charge a fortune. So what we might have to do, like I've said this time and time again, is get the insurance company out of the equation, except for major medical. And you just, again, pay the doctor $25, $50, pay for the test, just like you would pay for car repair. Now, a lot of people don't take care of their cars, but a lot of people do. I see people spend more money on their car than they do their body. But the idea of I'm going to spend $1,000 a month for an insurance that won't kick in till I spend $2,000, or now, you know, $10,000, to me is ridiculous when you could just go to the doctor and get a cash discount for $50 or $100. So, you know, again, we're not talking major medical. Major medical is a whole new thing, and that could be redesigned. So what's for you guys, what does this mean? Well, what it means is your body doesn't give a heart and doot who the president is, who your employer is, what the name of your insurance company is, and what your deductible is. If you are clogging your arteries, you're clogging your arteries. If you are at risk of getting diabetes, you're at risk of getting diabetes, and you will get diabetes. It doesn't matter. I see this time and time again. I saw people get diabetes before Obamacare. I saw people get diabetes during Obamacare, and I see people getting diabetes now. And it's predictable. You know, you don't eat well, you don't keep your weight down, you have genetics, you're going to get these diseases. And these diseases put you at risk for stroke and heart disease and dementia. So your job is to put you first. I don't care if your insurance doesn't pay for it. All right? Find a doctor that will give a good cash rate. And they are out there. Doctors will. Or do a payment plan. You know, everybody shouts, going, oh, I can't do that. I'm only going to pay what insurance pays. See, I get that thinking, too. I am not going to pay for something that's not when other people don't have to pay for it. So that's one thing that gets my goat. Another thing is if I'm paying a crap load of money to the insurance company, I want them to pay. Why am I going to pay on top of that? But, again, your body doesn't care. You could be as stubborn as you want. You're still going to be at risk for certain health issues. So you need to be, on it. So, and that might mean, you know, I mean, if you're going to use your own money for plastic surgery or your own money to buy hormones or your own money to buy, you know, gym memberships and things like that, then you might have to use your own money to go, look, you know what, I'd like an extra heart test. You know, when I thought that my insurance company was not going to pay for my BRCA testing, me and my husband made the decision to hell with it. We're going to do it anyway. Screw the insurance company. I want to know if I'm at risk for breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So that's kind of the approach you have to have. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is criticizing the foreign policies of previous administrations.
We didn't lead. We let the bureaucrats and international organizations lead us. We let our allies shun their responsibilities.
Addressing an American Legion convention in Indianapolis, Pompeo says the Trump administration is following a back-to-basics approach that excludes apologizing for America. It's an emotional day for Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sexual assault victims. More than a dozen women were at a court hearing in Lower Manhattan on Tuesday. Some of the women were in tears and hugging each other as they told their stories of being abused and how they felt robbed and that justice won't be served because of Epstein's suicide. Meanwhile, Epstein's defense attorneys were there as well, and they told the judge they have serious doubts regarding Epstein's prison death being a suicide. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah, tell a menopausal woman she looks pretty. Apparently, menopausal women, and this really insults women, I think. I always look at these things as more insulting than progressive. Apparently, menopausal women need to be protected from workplace discrimination, just like pregnant women. Apparently, BBC presenter and Sky newsreader Kay Burley and Louise Minchin have spoken out about how menopause has affected their work. And they say women across the country have lost jobs or go part-time due to symptoms. and that there should be a, quote, menopause policy standard in the workplace. Why? Because menopausal women, they say, battle anxiety, depression, hot flushes, and poor concentration. Now, the fact that this is out there, to me, does us women a disservice because, yes, menopause can do that, but, again, we don't want to stereotype a menopausal woman as having mental illness and inability to think clearly. Now, in their defense, I had a recent job where I was working with somebody who was not very cool and made me cry a lot. Now, usually I don't cry that easily. And so I blamed my hormones for that. I'm like, well, the hormones are changing. But in retrospect, I'm like, no, that person was a jerk. You know, but, you know, I told everybody, well, you know, it might be my hormones, because I felt like I needed to hide the fact that I was crying. And I didn't feel like I could tell others that somebody was being a jerk. And so I get how women could be in this position. And so the problem is the average, employer doesn't really want older individuals, you know, working for them. They want people who are, shall we say, if we're getting stereotypes aside, the ideal worker, kind of be a robot. They show up no matter what. They never have any sick issues. They don't complain. They won't accuse anybody of anything. They won't, go to the labor board or, you know, cry sexual harassment if they're not. They won't become sexually harassed. They come in, they do their work, they leave. Now, we all know that when things happen, it's not our fault, okay? Harassment happens. We get sick, we get the flu, all right? We get pregnant. These are things that we do. We have a right to do. We have a right to get sick. We have a right to get pregnant. We have a right to go through menopause. We have a right to have a bad day. Guys, too. So what role should employers have? So they say millions of women across the country have had to take time off because of menopause. Well, people have to take time off for menopause. People have to take time off for, you know, men go through a form of menopause too. You know, do they get time off also? You know, people need time off to get sick. People need time off for back pain, joint pain. So what I see, and I think you guys see that too, is as we progress in terms of people's rights and tolerance in the workplace and allowing them to have time off to have babies and time off for fatherly duties and time off for menopause and, you know, breaks to breastfeed and real estate within the company to, you know, be able to do your breastfeeding and all that, while we're progressing and making these amazing changes in the workplace, which really make it nice to work and I think helps morale. On the other end, there's going to be this, okay, let's just get less people, on the payroll. What can we replace people with? And what we need to be really careful of is an employer contemplating what is easier and less risky for them. If it's less risky to have a job automated and less expensive, they're going to do that. So while we're making ourselves more expensive, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, it's just what we're doing. We're raising our minimum wage. We're asking for, we want all our wages matched. And again, that's progress. Okay, you know, if a woman is doing the same work as a man or a man is doing the same work as a woman and they're not being paid the same, that's a problem. But when you go back a few steps, if it looks like somebody asked for $40,000 more during the interview and the other one didn't, that's a lot of times how that person got the $40,000 more. Now, somebody could say, well, if the woman asked, she wouldn't have gotten it. They could say that, too, but then she would prove that. But right now, nobody's even talking about interview and negotiating or whatever. It's just, are you guys doing the same work and are you getting paid less? So as we progress, you know, and make these changes that I think for the employee seem wonderful, we're actually going to hurt the employee. As employers may look at, now wait a second, is she going to get pregnant? And then am I going to have to pay for a year of maternity? Is she going to go through menopause? And am I going to have to pay for menopause time off? Is she going to need breastfeeding rooms? And, I mean, now all workplaces should have one, so they shouldn't have to be spending extra. There should be a breastfeeding room or a place where people can breastfeed privately, you know, in all offices, according to the ACA, I believe. But, you know, the average employer might be starting to think, okay, you know, what do we do? And, you know, how do we protect ourselves? So, I don't know what the answer is because I don't like stopping progress. As a scientist, you know, when you major in biology, minor in chemistry, become a doctor, you're a scientist. You do not stop the progress of science. If you could discover something, if you could make something better, if you could improve something, you do it. I think it's unethical to, you know, figure out a way to help others and make something more fair and right and not doing it. So you have to do that. But on the other end, I think we're going to have employers say, to hell with this. And they have a right also. I mean, you know, when I staffed a medical office, if I had to pay for extra staff because somebody was going to be gone and always gone, that was financially stressful. You can't pay for two staff for every post. You can't. I mean, when you run a business, and I'm about to acquire a new business where I'm going to be, you know, managing employees and all that, everybody warns you about labor costs. Your labor costs are the most, they're even higher than real estate, your rent. Your operating costs, the most, the heaviest strain on your operating costs is your labor. And that's the way it's worded. It shouldn't be worded. It should be as, I mean, you want to incentivize, you know, your labor, you want to accent and you want to make sure that they, you know, you want to make sure that they're flourishing, et cetera, which is why I really love commission as well. I love base plus commission because I think, you know, anybody should have a chance to make more money, you know, and not just feel like it's the same paycheck. They should be able to get a good paycheck and then make some. But everybody always, you know, warns you that, look, labor is going to be the, you know, you're going to have to cut labor costs or you're going to have to make sure your labor costs are doable. Well, everybody's freaking out because minimum wage is going up and all that. And, you know, you can't be freaking out. That's a good thing. We want that. But if that's how people talk about, you know, overhead as labor costs, there's the problem already they're in intrinsically. Okay? You have employees, they're your family. They're your business. So how do you convert that thinking of it being a strain on you and a negative to a positive? I don't know. Because we need to progress in one area, but we're sure, you know, we're sure making a divide in the other. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're watching Tropical Storm Dorian. Right now, Puerto Rico is bracing for a hurricane now. National Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane watch and tropical storm warnings for both Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, as well as Martinique, Saba, and St. Eustatius. Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Dorian to develop into a hurricane within the next 24 hours. Right now, it's about 96 kilometers or about 60 miles northwest of the island of St. Lucia. And it has winds at about 50 miles per hour. Remember, it has to get to about 74 miles per hour to be labeled a hurricane, but it is rising. In Puerto Rico, remember, they're still kind of recuperating from Maria that happened in 2017. So they're worried about, you know, as they're trying to get back on their feet, power cuts, damage from strong winds. They expect up to 6 inches of rain to fall in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. They also are worried about the swells from coastlines that could be causing life-threatening surf and rip currents. So the governor of Puerto Rico, Wanda Vasquez Garcet, declared the state of emergency for the U.S. territory and has called on its more than 3 million citizens to get prepared. So already there's about 360 shelters open across the island, according to the governor. And so after they think it's going to hit or pass southwest of Puerto Rico and eastern Hispaniola, as a Category 1. And then it could either weaken or it could then strengthen. And then after that, it could go north. Now, St. Vincent, they've already kind of been able to, they've been told they're going to be all clear. They expect landfall to hit the U.S. In the range of Florida. And they think that's going to happen Friday or Saturday. Now, it's hot. I live in the desert. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is hot. And so we get our excessive heat warnings, and we've talked about those where, you know, with the humidity and with the temperature, they come up with these heat indexes, and it's just hot. Just hot. So thank God my studio has air conditioning. Thank God my car has air conditioning. My first car didn't. That was really, really rough, but, you know, I loved having a car, so I didn't care. And, you know, back then, you just wore a lot of deodorant. Who cares, you know? But we need to start being preparing for winter. And you're going to notice there's a lot of headlines about our upcoming winter. And maybe it's because they think people want to, you know, think about something other than the heat. But this isn't something that, you know, eases our mind at all. Apparently, we're going to have a polar coaster. Right? Instead of roller coaster, a polar coaster with frigid temperatures and snow. And that's according to the Farmer's Almanac. They are predicting bitterly cold winter conditions will be in place from areas east of the Rockies all the way to the Appalachians, with the coldest outbreak of the season arriving during the final week of January and lasting through the beginning of February. So according to the Farmer's Almanac, they said our extended forecast is calling for yet another freezing, frigid, and frosty winter for two-thirds of the country. Now, the Farmer's Almanac also said that this upcoming winter will be filled with so many ups and downs on the thermometer that it may remind you of a polar coaster. So, I live in the Southwest, so for California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona, we're going to have cool, normal precipitation. So, whatever precipitation we usually get, which isn't much, that's what we're going to have. So, it's not going to be wetter, you know, than normal. Up in the Northwest, Washington, Idaho, Oregon, they're going to have chilly temperatures, but normal precipitation. Up in the northern Midwest, extending from Colorado, Kansas, and Missouri up, it's going to be frigid and snowy. Well, you know, I mean, people in Minnesota are like, well, duh, it's always frigid and snowy. In Texas, New Mexico, Louisiana, Arkansas, it's going to be chilled, average precipitation. But it's going to be really frozen and snowy near the Great Lakes. It's going to be cold, a wintry mix in New England. Frosty, wet, and white on the eastern seaboard. Frosty. And brisk and wet in the southern United States. Now, again, I don't know how that kind of, you know, is different from others. But they do predict free-falling frigid temperatures from the northern plains to the Great Lakes. Big cities in the northeast may also experience colder than normal temperatures for the upcoming winter. Only the western third of the country will see normal, near normal winter temperatures. Now, again, you know, we talk about global warming, climate change. We always talk about that in the summer because it's hot. And everybody's like, the summer is hotter than normal. But here, the Farmer's Almanac is basically saying we're going to have a colder than normal winter. So, is that climate change or are we getting colder? They say with colder than normal temperatures in the Northeast and above normal precipitation expected, the outlook forewarns of not only a good amount of snow, but also a wintry mix of rain, sleet, especially along the coast. So the publication claims that 2020 will get off to a very busy start with copious amounts of snow, rain, sleet, and ice, especially between January 4th to the 7th and 12th to the 15th. Farmer's Almanac is not too far off. They usually predict pretty well. So, you know, I'm looking at pictures and, you know, from last winter, and it was bad. We had bad, some real bad polar vortexes and things like that. So, you know, again, I'm not here to debate, you know, global warming or not, but, you know, cold during the normal winters does not, to me, sound like global warming. But I guess the scientists out there are going to say, well, actually it does. Because when you have global warming, you have more dips with your temperatures. So, okay, so I'll give it to you. I'll give this to you. All right. I am seeing some temperature extremes, and I'm seeing shifts in the season. I'm going to give that to you. A few years back, when we were watching our kids' games, it was May, and we were freezing at night. It was, like, really cold. And we were sitting there in blankets, and it was May, for crying out loud. So winter and the cooler weather seem to shift, yet it used to be really cold during Halloween, and now it's warm on Halloween, and it doesn't even get cold till after Thanksgiving. So I've seen a big shift with the season. I don't know if I want to say it's hotter, you know, where I live, but the summer lasts longer and the winter lasts longer. So it's just weird. It's just a weird shift, and I don't know what that means. You know, I personally, you know, like snow. I like trees. I'd rather be a little on the cold side than hot, you know, but you don't get to, you know, choose. You know, for those of you that think, oh, it's hot, so we're going to have an easy winter, no, that's not what they're saying. They're saying it's going to be cold. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. People are really freaked out about mosquito bites, especially with malaria. Malaria is one of the number one killers across the globe. Well, apparently, scientists have figured out that if you line clothes with graphene, it could prevent mosquito bites. Clothes lined with graphene could stop mosquito bites and prevent deadly diseases like malaria. Graphene was discovered in 2004, and I guess it improves water filtration, solar cells, and it's like one atom thick material, and it's 200 times stronger than steel, more conductive than copper, and as flexible as rubber. This is like a, like, it's like an Avenger sort of, you know, metal. Now, scientists say that they could use this material blocks. They say that the super thin material blocks chemical signals in sweat. So if you're sweating in your clothes, that attracts mosquitoes. This blocks that. So mosquitoes won't come to you to bite. For some reason, they like sweaty people. Now, they say the material is too strong for mosquitoes to be able to bite through. And as you know, mosquitoes can infect you with the suck-blow mechanism. They blow a little anesthetic into you so you don't feel the mosquito on you. Then they do their bite, and then they suck your blood as a feed. So if you have this sort of barrier, I don't know what it's going to do with your neck or your tippy toes. I mean, you're going to have to be completely covered in it. But I think that is cool. Or if it prevents you from stinking, you know, to the point that a mosquito knows you are there, that could help. So pretty cool. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.